Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone. Woo!
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Woo! Oh! Yeah! Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you on a Wednesday morning. Hope that you're going to have a great day. And good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. As always, we appreciate you keeping the conversation going. Brought to you by DraftKings. Phone lines over for you. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. I know, Cap, that you listen to the station as much as I do. When we're off the air, the thing that people don't realize is, yes, we have fun every morning talking sports and everything else that comes along with this show from 7 to 10. When we get in our cars, though, we are what we are always, and that is a sports radio listener, an ESPN 1000 listener.
Correct.
All right, so what's next? What's Greeny going to talk about? All right, here's Carmen and Yurko. Here's Waddle and Sylvia. Here's Bleck and Up Dollars, Freddie and Fitzsimmons. They all have different ideas and takes and angles on the stuff that we've talked about and everyone's talking about in Chicago sports. Mm-hmm. So we kind of get a lot of the same conjecture and thoughts from some that will call into our shows. And they'll say, well, you know, when I see Justin Fields as a quarterback for this football team, I don't necessarily see a quarterback. I see a running back. I don't see a guy that can be able to hang in the pocket and be able to throw down the field. I'm not sure if we're going to see the best of Justin Fields. Is this it? When we, from the games that we saw from Justin Fields, is this all that we're going to see? And I know that you've had some of these calls that have bubbled up into the surface saying, well, Cap, well, Yurko, well, you know, Carmen, Sylvie, here's what we see here. A guy that runs with the football, but he's never going to be a quote-unquote quarterback. We hear that a lot, do we not?
We do, and I've got, like you, a bunch of friends that I text with and have fun with talking sports, and I got more than one. Dude, just move to running back and go get another quarterback. And I think that's just such a stupid take.
Mm-hmm.
They changed their offense because it was the only way they could be competitive this year with the lousy-ass roster we've got.
Right.
All right, what's the best way for the 53 guys to have a chance when they come to work to maybe win a football game? And so they got Justin out on the edge. They let him use his feet. It's been an ongoing process. We need you to get down faster. We need you to get out of bounds and stop taking so many hits. I think he was getting hit more in the pocket than he was getting hit when he ran once he got comfortable sliding and getting out of bounds.
For some of us that remember Bobby Douglas, the former Bears quarterback, he ran for his life because he had to because of a bad offensive line. And you see the numbers that he put up as a Bears quarterback. He had to run. It is commonplace now, if you watch a lot of college football, and definitely in the NFL, where you have running quarterbacks, the dual threat. Not a guy that's just going to stand there like a statue and hope to be able to get it done in three downs, but also someone that can be able to move the chains with their legs. So, in front of us, I'm going to hand you 2021, and I have 2022. Can I put this into evidence, Your Honor?
You may. Hold on. Let me get my reading glasses.
Brought to you by Aiken Law.
3126 million for the great Howard Aiken.
I will give you Exhibit A, Your Honor, and I'll have Exhibit B. So, what we have in front of us is the rushing yards for quarterbacks in the NFL. What do you have from last year as far as the leaders?
The 2021 season leaders. Jalen Hurts played in 15 of the 16. Was it 17 games last year or 16?
I think it was 17, I believe.
It was 17 last year, was the first year. Okay. Yeah. Jalen Hurts played 15 of 17, ran for 784 yards. Lamar Jackson, second, 767. Josh Allen, 763. And then a precipitous drop down to 423 for Kyler Murray, 420 for Justin Fields.
Now, again, you take a look at this being commonplace in the NFL in which you have dual-threat quarterbacks. Now, some would say, well, Cap, you gave me that list from last year. Now, who's winning a Super Bowl? Well, this is the upper echelon or quarterbacks that are on the come that you read for us,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Young quarterbacks are on the come.
Yep.
In 2022, I think we all know that Justin Fields, and this is through 11 games, right, Shay? So we're through 11 games for this list. Justin Fields, rushing yards at 834. Lamar Jackson is at 755. Jalen Hurts at 597. Josh Allen, followed by Daniel Jones, Mariota, Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes, Geno Smith. Those are the top rushing quarterbacks in the NFL. My point is that when we get these calls, and we've had them on this show as well, that, well, if there's a quarterback that's on the run, he's not really playing quarterback. That's not true. It is today, and this is a comment that was made by Tirico and Collinsworth on Sunday Night Football. I was watching the game. Toward the end of the third quarter, into the fourth, what was it called in television, the two-shot back mm-hmm. into the So there's, and Tirico turns to Collinsworth and says, well, do you need a running quarterback in the NFL? And Collinsworth says, well, you actually have to have that on your roster today because things have changed in the National Football League. It is best that you be able to draft or find one via free agency that can be able to do both things. Shane, is that to me, when I heard that, I said, well, that is validation for what's going on today as far as teams picking a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL is always cyclical, and now we were in the pocket passer era for seemingly 30 years. Now it feels like everybody's in the mobile quarterback era, and I think we'll see it continue to evolve, but it does feel like they're right in that if you're not getting a quarterback that can move at least a little bit, you're behind the eight ball.
So that, what do you think of that, Cap? Because, again, I'm just trying to douse the flames of, well, you know, this guy, all he does is run with the football, but can he play quarterback? Well, that's part of it today.
The game has evolved. I said to you upstairs, if I had told you a basketball guy, or you had told me a guy who recruited and coached basketball players, hey, man, we're going to spread the court and shoot threes. Who does Golden State have that you go, that's a low post, dump it inside, kick it back out type guy? That they get the bulk of their points scoring down on the block.
Right. It doesn't happen today.
No, you need a guy, whoever it is, down there you could pass into, and then he passes it back out,
mm-hmm.
and you get better looks that way.
Yeah.
But if you can't make jump shots, you can't win. And if you had told me 20 years ago the game is going to change where three-point shots going to be basically the butter of a really good team's offense, I would never have believed it.
Right. And here we are.
And here we are in the NFL now. It used to be classic drop back. He wears number 12.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, he's white. Mm-hmm. And he's going to stand back in the pocket. You're going to put two big, huge guys to protect him. And he's going to have four really good receivers. He's going to, I got to read one, read two, read. I'm going back over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way it is today.
No. It's faster action, Shay, that you have now where, you know, yes, you need to be able to read and be able to react to your wide receivers. But at the same time, if it ain't there, you just don't have time anymore.
How many years did we go? You know better than anyone. How many years did we go? Nah, black quarterbacks. There were articles.
Oh, my God, no.
Written about black quarterbacks.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, think about what stupidity that was.
Well, people were not ready for something new and fresh. I mean, when you have a reporter. And Shay, you're too young to remember this. When a reporter asked Doug Williams, how long have you been a black quarterback? All my life. I've been black all my life, so I've been a black quarterback all my life. That, a question is because people couldn't handle something different at the position. When Randall Cunningham came in vogue with the Philadelphia Eagles,
bingo.
And to see him be able to be long and athletic like a basketball player, but yet had the ability to move around with his legs, like, wait a minute now. Why is this guy moving around so much? Why is he so jittery? He can't play the position. No, he can. He's just doing it differently.
Dante Culpepper.
Yeah. He was huge.
Yeah.
He was like Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Well, even Joe Burrow. I mean, there's like got to be a middle ground, I think, still, because we look at these quarterbacks and go, yeah, they run now, they move around. I don't think that means you give Justin Fields 20, 25 carries every week, because you look at a guy like Joe Burrow, who is a pocket passer, he can still move a little bit. It's not like he's a statue. He's not Tony Romo in a phone booth. He can get a first down with his legs if he needs to. You want a guy who's able to be mobile, doesn't necessarily need to rely on it 20 times a game.
Okay, so here's the other side of this. Because someone will tell us this morning, either on Twitch or on the phone lines at 312-332-3776. Cap, there will be someone that will say to us, well, look at the list of quarterbacks that have won the Super Bowl. Have they been mobile quarterbacks to the point where they make that's the big difference in the game? Like, say, for instance, the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year with Jalen Hurts. Now, we've seen him be able to do both. We just saw him on Sunday Night Football, didn't we?
Yeah.
Move around.
Ran for over 100.
Yeah. I mean, do you want your quarterback to be a moving target at all times? No. But that's part of the game today. But what if the Eagles win the Super Bowl and he's the guy that's running with the football?
The copycat league, when the Bears won with the 46, how many teams tried to play the 46?
Everybody wanted that.
Correct. The problem was they didn't have Dent, Hampton, Perry, and McMichael up front, with Otis, Singletary, and Rivera, and then four lockdown guys in the defensive back. They didn't have that.
Right.
That was the key, was up front.
People, but there are some, though, Cap, especially in this era still, that will look at Tom Brady, for instance, one of the greatest winner that we've seen at the quarterback position. He broke away from the Montana versus Elway debate, who's better, who's best. And Brady's like, all right, you know what? You guys think you're great? Hold my beer. How about all these championships that I've won?
Right.
He's been that classic quarterback that you've been talking about. And I think there's some general managers today that still wish they had a Brady-type guy that was not running all over the field. There's always this push and pull with that, but I think that we're coming into where Fields is. And the reason why we're talking about this morning is because of what people are saying regarding Justin Fields, how he runs with the football so often. Is that good for the Bears' future? I think that's a part of it. But I still say, Cap, there's going to be development and growth in Fields in which he won't have to run the football. It's growth in him, but also growth in the ball club, where he'll be protected, where he doesn't have to run, you know, for 20 carries for 100 yards.
Agreed, but it'll still be part of their repertoire, yeah, their offense, because he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I want to take away a skill set?
Right.
Boy, I wish we had a guy that just stood back there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does he have to get better reading defenses? Yes.
Sure.
He's in his second year.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have to get better at being accurate on some of his deep throws? Yes. He's in his second year. But why would I go, boy, I wish I could keep that guy just back in the pot? He's elite with his feet. Why would I not want that?
That's exactly right. And that's how the league has evolved. Hey, who didn't want Drew Brees or Ben Roethlisberger or Eli Manning, Tom Brady, we talked about Kurt Warner, guys that were winners, Super Bowl champion winners. But the position has evolved.
But if you put any of those guys you mentioned behind the rickety offensive line with the lack of separation type wide receivers we have, they wouldn't look like they did.
No.
Great talents. Mm. They'd be on their ass.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yes. Right. This is what chased Steve Young out of the league, because the offensive line was so bad. Yeah, I mean, all the concussions he had is because the offensive line was so horrible.
Right.
So the question that we want to ask you, again, let's open the phone line, Shay, 312-332, ESPN 332-3776. Cap and I want to talk to you about the style of play for Justin Fields and whether or not you feel it's sustainable. Some push back and say, I want this guy to be more of a classic pocket passer along with the running. We want to find out how you feel about it because, hey, why is he on the shelf right now? It's because he tried to help the Bears win. He's got a busted wing because he tried to help the Bears win. And also the lack of imagination from the offensive coordinator Luke Getsy in that spot.
I don't know if it's lack of imagination. I mean, he looks at his play sheet and goes, what the hell you want me to call here?
Something.
I don't put it on Getsy at all. I think he's done a magnificent job.
I think in that fourth quarter, Cap, when the game's on the line again, and what you wrote said, let's go with Fields running twice. No mixture there, nothing else.
What are you going to do? You drop him back, he gets hit.
I mean, not every time, though. I mean, this is why Komet's been able to flourish this year.
Yeah, a lot of it, though, was Justin on the move and then making the pass.
Mm-hmm.
And the second run, that was not called by Getsy.
Yeah.
Remember, Eberflus came out and said that was actually a handoff to Montgomery and the play got screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
So Justin just took off.
Yes. Running for his life.
Yeah, that was the one where he dove forward. The first one was where it was a designed run play. I also have another interesting question for you.
Another one?
Yeah. We'll get to it.
It'll be the first one this morning.
Get to it. Let's start with what you got.
All right. 312-332 ESPN is our phone number. Cap and I want to talk to you about Justin Fields and the style of play that he has. How do you feel about the way he plays on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show?
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Cap and J Hood. Morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Don't forget, Cap and I will give you that podcast. It's available right now on the ESPN Chicago app. You missed the show? Hey, we're busy. I understand. We're all busy. 7 to 10. You may not get a chance to listen to us live. That's why we have the podcast available on the ESPN Chicago app. So what do you think of the way Justin Fields plays? I mean, here we are. More than likely, he will not play against Green Bay for meat and cheese week here on Sunday. And so we're just talking about the evolution of the sport. We have calls that come in because Cap and I listen all day that will just kind of bubble to the surface and say, I don't like Justin, or Justin's a running back, or Justin's a wide receiver. I just think those tropes are so tired. It really is. In 2022.
Agreed.
Now, this is evaluators that you and I read over the years, right? All right, draft's coming. Need a draft guy. Let's take a look and see what people have to say. Joe Buschbaum. Let's see what Buschbaum's got to say.
Right. Or right? The guy, our lads. What's his name? Dan Shanka.
Yeah, Danny Shanka.
Right.
And those that look at the quarterback.
Kuiper.
Yeah, you know, and listen, you read it and you take a look and you use what you want and then get rid of the rest, right?
McShay.
That's all. But
probably the most famous is Bill Polian saying Lamar was a wide receiver, right?
That's correct.
Helped find polls, by the way.
I love that as an aside. Yes. Yes, exactly right, Charlie. That's exactly what he did. The same guy that thought that Lamar Jackson was just a wide receiver.
Right.
Found polls for the Bears.
Correct.
Put that in your back pocket, by the way.
Yeah. He said Lamar can't play quarterback. He won a league MVP.
Charlie just pretty much told you to put that in your back pocket for the next couple of years. Just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the same guy that just gave up because who lost their first round pick this year? Miami? Did they get theirs taken away? Miami lost?
Yes, they did. The 31st or 30th, whatever it's going to end up being.
Okay, and that means that our 33rd overall pick that we gave for Chase Claypool is really a first rounder. How you feeling now?
Mm-hmm. He better be something.
He better be.
What did I tell you about Velus Jones? I said he better be something. Don't screw around. You need speed, you need offense, you need weapons, anything for Justin Fields. Whatever he needs, don't screw around with us on guesses. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. To the phone lines we go this morning here on Cap and J Hood. Tony's on the south side. All right, Tony, good morning.
Anthony, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, really appreciate the subject that you're heading in as far as these idiots, and I'm going to call them idiots, that when they evaluate certain quarterbacks, that they're going to look at things that is irrelevant to the position. And I'm speaking of the black quarterback all the way from the 70s.
That's what I was saying earlier. Can you believe how stupid we were?
Right. They're idiots, okay? Racism will make you an idiot. That's what it does.
Yes.
Okay, so now let's get back to Justin Fields. If the Bears continue to treat Justin Fields as a running back, he won't be in the league after 3 years. He'll be injured. And lose. It seemed like you guys are giving Getz a pass. This guy's an idiot.
Whoa. See, hey, Tony, you lost me there,
wait,
buddy.
Hold on. I don't care if he was Aaron Rodgers' caddy. I don't care about that. He's running Fields entirely too much for him to be productive when he gets the weapons around him. He's going to be injury prone if he continues to run them. And also, when they're sitting there, and when he talks about that first play, Phil should have never been running on the first play. It's only a minute and 47 to go. Try to win the game. Throw the ball down the field. You already know he's a runner.
Tony, they can't keep him upright. They've tried that. That's why they had to go to the running game. You can't drop this guy back right now. Our receivers get no separation, and our line does a less than adequate job protecting him.
Okay, okay. If you continue to run him, what's going to be the result? RG3, Cam Newton, Michael Vick, all these guys were ruined because they were running.
So you'd like for him to run less and be have more pocket presence, right?
I want him to run less. And then they want to tell you that they got an awesome running game. Take away Fields' stats and see what their average is. It's only like 3.2 or 3.3.
Okay.
That's a good up.
Tony, let me ask you a question. You like the way Philly uses Jalen Hurts?
I love it. They got a better team.
Okay, he's carried the ball 5 more times than Justin Fields this year in the same number of games.
Okay, think about it. He has a better offensive line, and he has a way better defense.
That's my whole point, Tony.
It's about talent.
Thank you for the... My point is... Remember I said I couldn't remember? My point to this whole discussion is Jalen Hurts has carried it 127 times in 11 games.
Yeah.
Justin Fields, 122 in 11 games. So Jalen Hurts is actually running the ball more.
Yes.
Give Justin Fields Jason Kelce at center and Lane Johnson and a freaking stud offensive line and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and a solid tight end and Miles Sanders and Kenneth Gainwell. And all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh, wow, our guy actually has people to throw to.
Yes.
Our guy actually could stand back in the pocket and not worry about getting the ever-living H beaten out of him.
See, and Tony, we appreciate the telephone call. Thanks for starting our discussion. You will have Justin Fields run less if you have more talent. He looks around and sees everyone covered. Look, we watched the All-22. We have that package. And we could see that either Komet or the receivers are being covered up. Or on top of that, the offensive line not being able to protect. So he does run because he goes, I don't want this series to be a bust. I'm going to run for the first down. And you should, because, again, if everyone else is covered, what are you going to do? Just stand back there and just get drilled? 3 and out? You'd rather not have that happen. You want to keep the drive alive.
Well, that was my point to Tony. Hurts has run the ball more. But everybody loves what Hurts is doing because they're winning.
Paul's on the Northwest side on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love your show. Listen to you guys every day.
You're the best, Sparky.
No, you guys are the best. You guys keep me going every morning.
Thank you, Paul.
No problem. So what? He has RG3 in him. RG3, he had shoulder problems, a lot of concussions. The only reason why he's out of the league is because of all his injuries. Mm-hmm. I see Hurts in him. I see Newton in him. I see a lot of things. You see it every week. The passes, I know we don't have offensive line. I know we don't have wide receivers. I just hope they do the right thing. Build. I'm not hoping for a turnaround even next year. I just hope that they give him the weapons that he needs to see that, you know, we've never had a quarterback here. Never, you know, that's what I hope for.
All right, Paul, we appreciate the telephone call. Let's go back to the Ryan Russillo podcast where Ryan Fitzpatrick, longtime quarterback, big beard, analyst for Amazon.
A Harvard guy.
Talked about Justin Fields. He's a hybrid of whom?
Yeah, I mean, we had the game in Chicago this year when me and Richard Sherman are banging our heads against the desk. Like, what, you know, Luke Getsy came from Green Bay, and they are running Green Bay's offense with Justin Fields and trying to make him a drop-back pocket passer. And you sit there and you watch how dynamic of a runner this guy is. I mean, it is Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields, Jalen Hurts, and everybody else, basically. And Josh Allen's in there, too.
As far as quarterbacks that can run with the football and also make things happen. If I'm not mistaken, Cap, Amazon was here for the Commanders game. Did I have that right?
Yes, that was the Thursday night game.
That's why they were banging their head against the desk, because they're like 12-7. You should be able to beat Washington, and imagine if Justin was able to move around the pocket. And again, the defense for the Commanders is stout, but yet he
didn't
have
any... what, six of their last seven? Like, yeah. They've turned it around.
But no running lanes. And so the Patriots game is actually the thing that turned things around for Justin.
The next theirs. Game, because yeah. We had the mini bye, 10 days off, and they said, okay, we've got to change what we're doing. Because we can't protect this kid, and we can't get separation. But... he can make plays with his feet.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Eddie from the North Side on ESPN 1000. All right, Eddie.
Hey, boys. Tough to me is a quarterback that gets sacked 70 times and brings his team to the Super Bowl. Tough to me is a quarterback that has an exploding appendix, struggles, loses his main weapons, and is winning football games. Now, that's tough to me. And the previous caller about Justin not running, he's completely right. He should have never ran them two plays when he hurt his shoulder to begin with. That guy's an idiot.
Eddie, he got hurt on the first run of the two you're talking about when he hurt his shoulder.
I understand that.
And the second one, second play was not a Justin run. They've confirmed this. It was called to be a run for David Montgomery. And the play got screwed up, and Justin took off. They did not run him on the second play.
But even with the bad offensive line, Justin needs to stand back there, trust in his receivers. If he can throw the ball where the receiver, receiver is the only one that can catch it, that's good. If he throws an interception, who cares? You're not winning anyway.
You'd be the guy calling in here the next day going, this kid is inaccurate. Eddie, he can't stand back there. His receivers get no separation. It's been documented. His offensive line, he gets pressured at the highest rate since they've tracked this stat in 2009. 47% of the time he's in the pocket, he gets pressured. That's half the time.
But Eddie's one of those guys that we talked about for a long time.
Just let him drop back.
Just let him drop back and just get killed. There you go.
Actually gets hit more back there than he does running out of bounds or sliding.
But this is the way we want it, Cap. The classic quarterback. Be a man. Get back there and just get killed.
And have a lacerated appendix. Isn't that what he said?
Because he respects that.
Because that's tough.
That's pretty right on the part of Eddie from the North Side.
The meatball in me wants Justin to take a shot of Toradol and beat the crap out of the Packers on Saturday. The prudent thing is, Justin, go to Mexico, go on vacation, heal your body up. I'll see you at minicamp.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number. How do you like the way Justin Fields plays the quarterback position? Cap and I are taking your phone calls next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
See it all about here in the mornings. For all the ones who get it done, Granger's always there to help. Call Granger right now. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call ClickGranger.com or just stop by.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000.
You're the best.
And streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app in which you can find Basketball U with Tyler Aki. A sad Aki this morning as he went down to Champaign to see the Illini, ILL, beat up on Jim Boeheim. I don't know Coach Fine. I've never met him. Beat Syracuse yesterday. So Basketball U.
Right. He's a Cuse grad.
Yes.
And he got the ever-living crap beaten out of him last night.
You need your college basketball. Wow. Check out Basketball U, available now on the ESPN Chicago app. We're talking about Justin Fields.
Can I read something to you?
Okay. Yeah, of course, we've got a full bank of calls, but Cap now with some stories. Go ahead.
This is the scouting report on Justin Fields from NFL.com.
Got a writer? Got a name?
Hiding?
Heidi.
This would be... Goodell, Roger.
Okay.
Here is the 2021 draft overview. Like Dak Prescott before him, Fields enters the league with dual threat capabilities. But Justin Fields is more of a pocket passer with the ability to extend plays or win with his legs when needed. Up and down in 2020, a bounce-back performance against Clemson, including an impressive second half after suffering injury, says a lot about his toughness and leadership. Take that, Eddie. He says sees the field fairly well inside the Buckeyes' quarterback-friendly offense, but needs to become a full-field reader and prevent his eyes from becoming transfixed on his primary target. But he sticks all open throws with accuracy and velocity, thanks to a sturdy platform and good drive mechanics. He's also comfortable throwing in the intermediate holes of a zone. A slower operation time and a lack of twitchy trigger requires work with better anticipation and pressure. Should continue to improve and become a solid NFL starter within a couple of seasons. Huh, doesn't sound like a guy that runs around, Bill Polian, that doesn't understand pocket presence.
Yeah, and that's not the first part of what you read is what he was in college. He was not a running quarterback.
He was not.
Didn't need to be.
He used his legs if he had to.
Stan on the South Side on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Stan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing today? Love the show.
Stan the man.
Thank you, Stan.
All right. Now, what's going on with Justin Fields now is what they did, they made a great adjustment after the Washington game.
Correct.
You get seeing them to let the guy loose. Let him run. So what's going on now is the league is seeing this now, okay? Atlanta came out really hitting Justin Fields. The Jets coach said he was going to really be hitting Justin Fields. So what Luke Getsy and them got to do now, they got to make another adjustment. You got to add more passing in the game because Fields will not make it through the season like this. If they try to come back, bring Fields back in the season again with the same game plan, he's going to get hurt again. You have to do something to add more passing plays. Move the pocket. Figure something out because he's going to get killed. The NFL is not going to let this kid run all over them like that. These are grown men, and they have to pay their bills, too. Thanks, guys.
Stan, we appreciate the phone call. Robert in Green Bay on ESPN 1000. All right, Robert. Bob.
All right, he's gone. He's in Green Bay. I don't know if they have electricity. Go ahead.
Derek in Brooklyn, a listing on the ESPN Chicago app. What's up, D?
Yo, good morning, man, J-Hood Cap. What's going on, man?
What's up?
I'm a little P.O., man. Let me tell you something right now. Tony and Eddie, you're bozos, dude. You're bozos. Because Cap says it every week. We don't have an offensive line. The next best thing that Fields can do besides passing is run.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the – I mean, how many times has Cap and Hood have to tell you guys that the team freaking sucks? We don't have good wide receivers, man. The one we had, he got hurt. So why is it so hard for these Bears fans to keep like, if you want to be a position coach, Tony and Eddie and all you guys, send your resume to Hattis Hall, man. I'm sitting here listening to the show, and I'm hearing these comments it's like you guys don't watch the game. They have to let Fields run because if he stay in the pocket, that's when he's going to get killed. And he's been getting killed.
Correct.
I'm not a coach, man. I love my team. You know, but here's the funny thing, right, Cap? This is what extra POs me off. If he didn't get hurt on the play, right? Oh, what a great call. What a great call what he did. But because he got a little banged up, he got a sore shoulder, AC joint, whatever you want to call it. Now it's, they want to get on. Listen, man. I love my team, man, and I'm going to support my team, and Justin Fields is going to get better. Everybody has to fall back and let Ryan Poles do his thing, man. We don't have no freaking talent. How
right.
many times has Cap and Hood got to break these situations down? The guys understand. Oh, you got to create more passing plays. How are you going to create more passing plays? Nobody's getting open.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are right on the money, Derek.
Derek, we appreciate the phone call.
You're
as
the
always.
Best.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Rolling Meadows, here's Don on Cap and Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Don.
Okay, I got to get my speaker off. First of all, love your show.
Thank you, Don.
A great topic.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, so let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Complex processes follow a sine wave. I'm a process control engineer. What is happening in football is following the natural processes. The proof of this is right before our eyes. Watch the Marx Brothers, Abbott Costello, the Three Stooges playing football in the 30s. Well, I just saw Paul Hornung, 1959, for Notre Dame winning the Heisman Trophy. Okay? They were all running quarterbacks. It's going back to that day.
Uh-huh.
And actually, what really changed was the Bears with Sid Luckman changing it to a pocket-type passer. Now, it's kind of funny, but the Bears are going to miss the whole phase of pocket passers. So now we're right back to where they were in the 30s and the 40s. Now, in those days, the receivers were basically running backs. Okay. Now, what's changed was the receivers have gotten skinny, real fast, elusive, and that's changed. But you still see the tight end, which wouldn't in those days, which would have
okay,
been a
okay. So wait,
back.
Don, I got to ask you: do we want Laurel in the first round or Hardy? Who do we take? Do we draft the Laurel kid with our first pick or the Hardy kid?
Here's what you did. Hey, you draft another running quarterback. This is going to be the first anybody's ever going to hear this, okay? What you need now, the solution to the problem is to have two Justin Fields. So when one has got a broken wing, the other one can do it, okay? The pocket passers are done. The front sevens.
You gave us, hold on a second. No, Don. You gave us the answer right there. That's fine. But you let in with Abbott and Costello.
Yeah. What?
They actually did a college movie. They did college basketball, okay? And that was way off. They did a girls' college. But anyway, you go back. Right.
We got to go.
Think of the Three Stooges. They're running.
I don't want to hear the Three Stooges are running the football.
We got to go.
He's saying that Mo Howard was a running quarterback. That's what he just told us.
Right.
I hope he's doing a bit.
And then Curly was the tailback.
What is he saying?
If that was a bit, that was great.
That was awesome.
He's a big Army-Navy fan.
Brought to you by Son of Svengoolie. Thank you very much for bringing out the black and white films, Cap. Your era.
That's not my
That's
era.
That's what he was telling you. He said Mo Howard was a running quarterback.
That had to be a bit, right?
No.
He's a process engineer.
Yes. And giving us Paul Hornung films.
Cap, that guy saw Steamboat Willie on its initial release.
Whoever that is.
It's Mickey Mouse's first appearance.
I did not know that. Don's social security number is 1. Clearly, that's how old he is. Cap and J-Hood mornings.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Talking Bears. Talking Justin Fields with you on a Wednesday morning here on ESPN 1000. Hope you have a great day. Don't forget, Shot or No Shot comes your way at 8 o'clock right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Joey G's in Melrose Park as we talk about Justin Fields. Hello, Joey.
Our guy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Joseph, what's up?
Not today. You know, you guys have been talking about this since training camp before the Quinn and Roquan trade. And, you know, we stink. We have no protection on the offensive line, and we don't have a receiver that knows how to break separation. Number two, Eddie, please call another radio station.
Oh, jeez.
Number three,
GCI.
The processor forgot to leave out the ice cream cart that Curly sat on while Mo and Larry were running away from the off defense.
Yes,
so that's nice correct. Cones at the defense.
That's correct.
Okay, so I don't know what he's smelling at work or whatever. But anyways, I had the hoodwink yesterday locked down, and I'll tell you why. I sat next to my son during dinner. I said, pass the potatoes. He passed me the potato salad,
mm-hmm.
and then he finished off the mashed potatoes. I got no mashed potatoes.
Those are the best. Sorry. Once a year, I eat them.
Sorry, Dad.
So anyways, always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Thank you for taking my calls. It's always a pleasure to talk to ESPN 1000.
You're the best, Joey G. We love you, man.
In South Beach, listening on the ESPN Chicago app is Mike on Cap'n J Hood. Good morning, Mike.
I wish I was on South Beach.
What's going on, Cap'n J Hood?
What's up, dog?
What's cracking?
Nothing much, man. Looking at the beautiful sights, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
oh, yes. Yes.
Top shelf, hoodie.
Yeah, man. Only the best.
So I just find it hilarious. I mean, obviously, we're all Bears fans, but I just find it hilarious that we finally have seen a semblance of what a modern-day offense looks like with the modern-day quarterback in Justin Fields. Yes, we would like to see more in the passing game, but, you know, fans who actually watch the game with their eyes and not through Twitter can tell that this team is deficient in so many spots. I mean, N'Keal Harry was a first-round pick, correct? What was his number one wart? Lack speed, lack separation. EQ St. Brown, lack speed, lack separation, also can't catch the ball. Dante Pettis has been with about four different teams.
Mm-hmm.
They need to build the roster around. I don't understand why fans are upset that the Bears can put up 30 points consecutively. I'm going to be 34 years old. That's the first time I've seen it probably since, you know, the one little spurt with Trestman here, where the offense, not the team, the offense is consistently putting up 30 points. There aren't any fluke pick sixes, any fumbles, scoop and score. We're not getting any defensive scores. We're getting it through the offense, and yet people still want to nitpick how we get there. It's just crazy to me. I mean, Justin Fields is clearly the guy. We just need to go ahead and build around him the same way that Miami invested in Tua down here.
I want to ask you about that. Well, I'm going to ask you about that. So Tua, it took a while, but McDaniel has a system. Tua has weapons. To me, the difference with Tua is, hey, you've got the next Clayton and Duper down there right now, right, with Waddle and Hill. I mean, that's the difference in last year and this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous watching Waddle and Hill. I mean, when they put them in motion, you literally cannot stop them. They're going to, and we saw it when they came down to Soldier Field. It was, Tua is very accurate, and that's all Tua needed. Tua needed protection. And you know what? The Dolphins were able to build around Tua because of the trade back they made with San Fran, and San Fran taking Lance, et cetera. That's just, you know, the Bears fans just need to be patient. I'm very confident that Justin Fields is the guy, but we need assets. It's how Cap says. Cap, you're very good at mentioning, like, the Lions have X amount of first-round talent, or this team has X amount of first-round talent. We have less than five first-round quality players on the team. That's not going to cut it.
Exactly right. And first-rounders that we took, not cast-offs, right. Leatherwood, N'Keal Harry. Who do we have on our roster now that was taken in the first round by the Bears? Justin.
Yep.
Anyone else?
No, I think that's it.
One.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets last week had 14 and 5 second round picks.
Now, of course, as Shea would know because he's been in Detroit, it takes a while to be able to build toward that. If you're going to build through the draft is not the end all to be able to get to the Super Bowl, but it helps you be able to build a culture and build players so you don't have to worry about them and try to replace them every single year.
It is the meat of the sandwich.
Make sense?
Yeah, and I mean, we'll talk about it more, I believe, Hoodie, at around 9 a.m.
Yes.
But I just think you look at the draft and you look at the teams that pick in the top five, it's usually the same teams. So if you have that pick in the top five, and the Bears will this year, and you have your quarterback in place, just trade out of it and get as many picks as you can that are first or second round. And that's where, Cap, you're right. You get the meat of the sandwich getting those first and second round picks, but you have to get more than one. If you're just picking in the top five, you're probably going to be doing that quite often.
Still to come on the show, we'll have shot or no shot for you. Also, we will hear from Matt Eberflus, the head coach for the Chicago Bears, and also Aaron Rodgers with some thoughts about the Bears as well. All part of the mix here on Cap and Jay Hood. Shot or no shot in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.